welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 3rd of June this year, 2026. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre with Kay once again. Hi Kay.
Hello Jeanette.
And it's always good to be here surrounded by Gawler's history in this wonderful resource.
Community. People.
Yes, community resource. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Accident. On Monday morning last, Mr. Nicholas Nichols, working at the Lady Alice mine, received a severe injury to the head through a piece of rock falling from the roof and cutting through the hat he was wearing and through the scalp down to the bone. He also received a second wound to the forehead, exposing the bone. Now, I can't find anything about him. I did do a search through genealogy and couldn't find any mention at all of him in SA genealogy records, so I don't know if he survived or not. But according to the Bunyip article, which is, of course, longer than that little snippet, he was doing well in the care of, I think it was Dr. Knott. So,
okay.
So fingers crossed. But it shows the benefit of the hard hat.
Nicholas Nichols, what a name.
Isn't it? A great name.
100 years ago, aerial ambulance. Recently in the eastern states, an astonishing feat was performed in the transport of a man whose back was badly injured over a distance of 1,000 miles inside of 24 hours by an intrepid pilot on board an aeroplane.
Yes, and this is, of course,
it's about 100 years since the flying doctor started.
1928 it started.
Oh, did it?
Yep. So Flynn at this stage was, he had the idea, but he couldn't work out the communications he needed to set up.
And of course, once he got the
communication.
Valve Traeger pedal wireless thing.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was 1928 that he started up in Queensland with the help of Qantas. So John Flynn had the idea, he was working on it, but it really kicked off in 28 once he combined the technology for communication.
Okay, I knew it was sometime in the 1920s, there was some pretty clever people around then.
Yes.
I mean, we've got clever people around now too. No doubt about that. Okay. Yes.
50 years ago, schools in exchange. 21 students from Gawler High School are taking part in a student exchange with Lock Area School. This week, 21 students from Lock Area School are being billeted with Gawler families. Next week, the host students will return with their billets to the home and school of their guests. And I should have looked up where Lock Area School is, because I've got
Lock is over in on Eyre Peninsula.
Ah.
Just near, further on from Kimber.
Oh, yes.
Before you get to Streaky Bay, sort of mid-Eyre Peninsula area. Okay. Yes, I'm waving my hand around here that no one can see, except for Jeanette. 25 years ago, and here's another one about schools, School Boost. The state government has committed nearly $5 million for local education projects in its 2001-02 budget handed down last Thursday. The budget, which hinges on sensible planning, allocates $2.7 million to redevelop Gawler Primary School, $1.2 million to relocate the LCI kindergarten to Hewitt Primary School, and $1 million to establish an enterprise initiative centre at Smithville Plains High School. And there's a couple of photos there of people at schools. And LCI, they moved that from down on Murray Street near the cinema. The building is still vacant.
Yeah, and
no, there's so many people that could have used that. So many organisations could have used that.
Yes.
I think it's such
a crime. Yes. So 10 years ago, zero funding. Gawler businesses will be excluded from the Northern Economic Plan's funding support, adding insult to injury for local Holden workers expected to lose their jobs next year. Last year, the state government announced the start of a NEP funding initiative, the $10 million Small Businesses Development Fund, which aims to boost business in Playford, Salisbury and Port Adelaide. However, Gawler Mayor Karen Redmond said it was extremely disappointing to learn via email that Gawler would miss out on funding support. Mm. And that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette.
For all light signs.